Hello and welcome to this daily devotional podcast presented by Concord United Methodist Church. We hope that you'll find this time of scripture, reflection, and prayer a refreshing part of your daily walk with God. This series of devotionals follows our daily Bible reading plan, which coincides with our current sermon series, This Is Us, Genesis in Context. You can find the scripture readings for today by downloading our daily Bible reading plan. You can find that plan at concordunited.org/Bible. Finally, we invite you to share this podcast with family, friends, or anyone who might benefit from it. Today's devotional was written and presented by Bob Brooks. The scripture is Genesis chapters 41 and 42.
How often do you dream? Are your dreams full of meaning or hidden messages? Do you recall your dreams when you wake up? It seems in ancient times, dreams were thought of as prophetic or foretelling of some event. They were regarded as messages to be understood and not ignored. As a young man growing up in Appalachia, my grandparents had very clear ideas on how dreams were to be regarded. Often their views of dreams were foretelling, and I was told not to ignore them, but rather try to understand them and react accordingly. Pharaoh knows his dreams are significant, and he reaches out in desperation to Joseph, a Hebrew who is falsely imprisoned. After giving an answer that is credited to God by Joseph, Pharaoh appoints Joseph to the number two spot in all of Egypt. Hebrews and other non-Egyptians were almost never appointed to high positions of leadership in Egypt. The key to why this happens is in chapter 41, verse 38. And Pharaoh said unto his servants, Can we find such an one as this is, a man in whom the Spirit of God is? This makes me believe that Pharaoh accepts that there is a true God and that Joseph is filled with his Spirit. Thus, Pharaoh exalts Joseph next to him in importance in Egypt. I do wonder if he did this because he was desperate and being politically correct, or did he truly believe his words about Joseph? I am amazed by the reaction of Joseph when his brothers, excluding Benjamin, come to him for food in the time of famine after Pharaoh's dreams come true. If this is not the perfect situation to gain vengeance on the brothers for trying to kill him and then selling him to the traitors. I find it interesting that Joseph recognizes his brothers, but they do not recognize him. How would we react today if we were in Joseph's place? Would we be willing to forgive? We seem to be so easily offended today by the slightest offense, and getting even is the first thought on our mind. How often do we get an opportunity to forgive others, but harbor such resentment we cannot forgive? Something that has always stuck with me is that only the powerful can truly create a new situation by forgiving his enemies or those who have offended him. For example, how often do we see governing parties in power refuse to even consider giving the weaker party any consideration? I think it takes a much more mature and considerate person to share control with those who have no influence. I challenge each of us to look for ways to exhibit forgiveness and let revenge be left in the hands of God. Let us pray. Father God, the ultimate forgiver of all, please help us learn how to forgive others and understand that forgiveness is the way of your Son, Jesus Christ. Let us seek ways to show our love through understanding, compassion, and forgiveness of those who wrong us. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's daily devotional. This podcast is a ministry of Concord United Methodist Church. For more information about our church, including worship times, mission opportunities, and study groups, please visit our website at concordunited.org. We also invite you to visit our YouTube channel, where you can see past worship services, including the current sermon series, This Is Us, Genesis in Context. Finally, we would be honored if you gave this podcast a positive rating so that others can find it and benefit from it.